of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
So, a very, very warm welcome to everyone here this morning, and to you at home as well, joining with us in your homes. My great pleasure and privilege this morning to publish some banns of marriage. And I publish the banns of marriage between David Simon Reynolds, Deacon of the parish of St. James Munston, and Gemma Louise Burton, also of the parish of St. James Munston. This is for the second time of asking. If any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry each other, then you are to declare it. And our thoughts and our prayers are with David and Gemma at this time as they prepare for their wedding, and also all those who are beginning their married life together at this time.
Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you through our own faults, in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are heartily sorry and repent of all our sins. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to glory of your name. Amen."
May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and bring you to everlasting life. Amen. To be the life and light of your church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. By faith, the people of Israel passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarded its shame, and had taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against mother, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, 'It is going to rain.' And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat.' And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ."
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race that is set before us. In the year that I turned 40, I had this madcap idea I was going to run the London Marathon. I know what you're thinking. Either you, Lynn, run a marathon, or I can't believe you've reached 40 already. Anyway, to cut a long story short, 7 years later, it's never actually happened. I've decided that I'm not cut out for running. I never have run, I never will run, and I'm never really particularly sporty. So what kind of crazy midlife crisis idea was that to have? I admit that I admire all those who can run, whatever the temperature, whatever the distance, all those with great determination to set out in the first place. I know some of you here do it, and I guess it is for the benefits that it gives you. I have watched recently all those amazing athletes who have competed at the Commonwealth Games, and it has definitely made me realise that I am a spectator more than a participant. Of course, to be at the Commonwealth Games or even at the yearly London Marathon requires commitment, and for some, a lifelong commitment to train, to build stamina and to be the best in their field, and learning to take knocks along the way. In today's first reading, the writer of the letter to the Hebrews compares life and faith to being like a race, which we are all participants in. He encourages to persevere in our life of faith, no matter what difficulties we face, to make it right to the end, to the finishing line. But the author of the letter asks us a similar question. Will we finish the race that is our life of faith? Will we persevere? Or will we run off course and just give up? Like a good running coach, I think the letter this morning gives us four pieces of advice on how to keep going and how to finish the race. Four things I have identified, and I want you to consider these this morning. They all begin with the letter R. Recall who surrounds us. Remove what weighs us down. Rely on the strength within us. Remember who goes before us. recall, remove, rely, remember. I think these four need unpicking a bit. They seem easy to say, but perhaps much harder to do. We are to recall who surrounds us. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, right now, this very morning, we are surrounded by witnesses, some seen and some unseen. I often think of those who, throughout the years, have stood here or sat where you are. These people are part of our heritage and our community, and also have for generations demonstrated faith, faith that persevered, people who by the grace of God overcame obstacles and finished the race. They are witnesses, not just spectators, and there's a difference. A spectator watches you go through something. A witness is someone who goes through it with you. The root meaning of the word witness, from which we get the word martyr, is someone who may have given their life going through something. This September, the church is open for Heritage Weekend, and also the church commemorates the 100th anniversary of the acquisition of Temple Newsham House by the city. These are opportunities to see for ourselves those witnesses of life and faith in their own time. Secondly, we are asked to remove what weighs us down. Lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, says the writer. So let's face it, we all come with baggage, and every week we are called here to lay it at God's feet. God is big enough to take it for us, allowing our journey to be a little easier. So we are to recall, and we are to remove. Thirdly, we are to rely on the strength within us. We are told to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. This race isn't easy, we all know that. We have difficult times. We have potholes to navigate, obstacles to get over. But on every step, we have God with us, who urges us on. The word perseverance can also be translated as patient endurance. Endurance is one thing, but patient endurance looks like praying without ceasing for ourselves and others. It looks like encouraging others even in the midst of difficulty. It looks like knowing when or when not to say something. It looks like giving of ourselves completely, even when we're not sure of what lies ahead. So we are to recall, we are to rely, and we are to remember. Lastly, and most importantly of all, remember who goes before us. Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. We can and we will finish the race strong in faith if we keep our eyes on Jesus, being focused on him and not being distracted by other things along the way that can cause us to stumble. Jesus has gone before us to prepare the way. So in this race of life that I and you are running, we have people cheering us on. We have someone willing us on to take our burdens. We can train with patient endurance, and we have a guide who leads us and will not leave us before the end. So let us keep running until the prize is ours. And when we hear God say to us, "You did it. Now have a rest." Amen.
Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Church of Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified and was crucified. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and he seated at the right hand.
Almighty God and Father, as we turn to you in prayer, help us to be still in your presence, that we may know ourselves to be your people and you to be our God. Please kneel or sit to pray. We pray, O God, for the Church throughout the world, that she may respond to your love by committing herself to the service of your kingdom. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray especially today for the extra-provincial churches in Bermuda, Sri Lanka, the Falkland Islands, Portugal, and Spain. We hold before you the men and women of those places whom you have called into ministry, that they may lead your people courageously, care for them lovingly, teach them faithfully, and send them forth to be witnesses of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. In our own diocese, we offer our thanks and prayers for the clergy, staff, and volunteers of Wakefield Cathedral, especially their Dean Simon. Prosper their work and worship with your blessing, that they may offer you true and faithful service for your honour and glory. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the estate of holy matrimony, ordained by you to guard, hallow, and perfect the sacred gift of love. Pour out your grace upon all those who will be joined together as husband and wife this coming week. Fill their homes with peace, knit their wills together in your will, and their spirits in your spirit, that they may live together in love all the days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy. God of all grace and lover of all people, we pray for peace and for an end to conflict, thinking especially of the people of Ukraine. We bring before you the many deep divisions of the world, set in the hearts of all the world's leaders, a spirit of reconciliation, and draw them together in understanding so that they may seek the way of peace. O God, we ask you to look with favour on our drought-stricken land, on our suffering animals, on our failing crops, and to all who are affected by drought. In your loving providence, restore our parched earth. Whilst rainfall has been scarce, yet you have blessed our island nation with an abundance of water surrounding the beauty of our coastline. We pray for the staff and volunteers of the RNLI, whose enduring work in times of calm and storm has been saving lives at sea for nearly two centuries. Lord, in your mercy. In our own community, we pray for the residents of Austhorpe Grove and for their friends and families. Remember in mercy, our Father, those who are passing through sickness, especially those known privately to us, as well as those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, David Woodcock, Lynn Perry, and Roger Guy, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Moog. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend the souls of all your faithful servants who have recently died. We ask you to welcome them into eternal fellowship with you, praying especially for those known to us, including Emily Tatum, Beryl Laverick, and baby Theodore Matthew Hinton. May death be for them the gate to everlasting life and eternal fellowship with you. And we remember before you those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Kelly Tahini, Malcolm Boom, Felicity Townsley, Elizabeth Walker. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting Father, who through the Holy Spirit prepared the body and soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary to become a worthy dwelling place for your Son, grant that we may be delivered by her loving intercessions from present evils and eternal death. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called children of God. We meet in the name of Christ and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
So let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. From sunrise to sunset, this day is holy, for Christ has risen from the tomb and scattered the darkness of death with light that will not fade. This day the risen Lord has walked with your gathered people and unfolds for us your word and makes himself known in the breaking of the bread. And though the night will overtake this day, you summon us to live in endless light, the never-ceasing Sabbath of the Lord. And so with choirs of angels and with all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending song of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven, through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honour and glory be yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. Holy Father, who gathered us here around the table of your Son to share this meal with the whole household of God in that new world where you reveal the fullness of your peace, gather people of every race and language to share in the eternal banquet of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You have opened to us the scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of your life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Perfect in you the image of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.